Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the November 2008 U.S. employment situation. Last month, I said the employment report was about as dismal as they come. I was wrong. This month's was worse, a lot worse. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported that the unemployment rate jumped to 6.7% in November, its highest level in 15 years. That 6.7% unemployment rate was the result of more than 250,000 more unemployed people, a civilian labor force that shrank by more than 420,000, and more than 670,000 fewer people employed last month. And the number of people no longer in the workforce ballooned by nearly 640,000 in November. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported an overall job decline of 533,000 last month, which comes on top of a 320,000 drop in October and more than 400,000 drop in September. The economy has now lost more than 1.9 million jobs since job decline started in January, and an astonishing two-thirds of that, or almost 1.3 million jobs, in just the past 3 months. Gulp. Manufacturing was hit hard again, with a loss of 85,000 jobs across most subsectors. Food manufacturing was one of the few in the sector that was able to cook up some more jobs, with a gain of 4,100 jobs in November. Guess people still got to eat. No surprise that the construction sector trimmed 82,000 jobs from its punch list with a cut of 49,000 last month. The trend for natural resources and mining continued as it explored for and discovered new jobs. It added 4,000 jobs in November. And if you think the employment situation was bad in the goods-producing sector, there was no picnic occurring in the service-providing sector either. It lost 370,000 jobs last month, and it would have been worse if not for the government adding 7,000 jobs in November. As retailers were slashing prices for the holiday selling season, the retail trade sector also cut jobs to the not very nice tune of 91,300. And we suppose the auto chiefs in Washington this week were telling the truth when they said some dealers were going out of business. Automobile dealers cleared out 24,200 jobs in November. Professional and business services, which is a large sector employing more than 17.5 million, was down 136,000 jobs last month. But there was some not-so-bad news. Again, sectors using significant portions of highly educated persons saw continued demand for new jobs, albeit at a slower pace. Computer systems design and related services calculated 2,700 more jobs, while management and technical consulting services managed to add 1,400 jobs. Education and health services continued to add jobs. Educational services told 9,800 more jobs to come in and take a seat. Healthcare and social assistance brought in 42,500 new jobs in all major categories, with very healthy gains in nursing and residential care facilities, up 10,600, and ambulatory healthcare services, up 14,100. Leisure and hospitality did not offer a very hospitable environment by eliminating 76,000 jobs. Arts, entertainment, and recreation gave 21,000 jobs the hook, as accommodation and food services sent 54,200 jobs back to the kitchen and out into the alley. As previously mentioned, the government added 7,000 jobs total in November. Federal employers were even Steven, since the federal employers' addition of 5,600 jobs was canceled out by the U.S. Postal Service that eliminated the same amount of jobs. State governments added 6,000 and local governments added 1,000 new jobs. For those who follow the staffing sector, temporary help services continued to be unsuccessful in finding a bottom. Employment was 2,185,200, and that was down 76,200, or 3.4% from the previous month, and down 15.4% from November 2007. The last time temporary help employment was below 2.2 million was May 2003. And temporary help continued to lose market share. It was 1.6% of all jobs in November. The last time it was so low was in 1996. I said last month that the National Bureau of Economic Research may have delayed in declaring that a recession had started to avoid being accused of influencing the election process. Well, on December 1st, they made it official. The economy peaked in December 2007 and therefore has been in a recession for all of 2008 thus far. With most current economic indicators showing no sign for optimism, I'm afraid the situation will continue to be in the doldrums for some time to come. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.